five father-son teams share investing secrets. It's a cliche, but it happens to be true. You can't learn everything from books. As important as a degree from a business school can be to the education of a young money manager or advisor, there's nothing quite like the lessons imparted by an older, wiser, more experienced professional. And who better to learn from than dear old Dad? Steve first became interested in investing when he was about 8 years old, and he found out that you could put money in a bank and it would earn interest, says Ronald Roget of his son Stephen, who together run R.W. Roget & Company and the Roget Partners Fund. In other words, he discovered that you could make money without working, the elder Roget says with a chuckle. Later, Stephen was curious about mutual funds. He collected baseball cards at the time, so his father explained that a mutual fund was kind of like a pack of cards, a basket of individual stocks, some of which were potentially more valuable than others. By the time Stephen was 12, he was hooked. That's a common theme among the father-son teams Smart Money spoke with ahead of Father's Day weekend. When talk at the family dinner table centers around stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and the market, well, an interest in investing tends to get kindled at a very young age. Even more important is that those relationships create an appreciation for history, for experience, for risk, and for unconventional thinking, things that can't necessarily be learned in an MBA program. After all, when your dad's been in the business a long time, you stand to benefit from his decades on the front lines of the securities markets. Here, then, is a look at five father and son investing teams, and some of the generational wisdom that has stood them in good stead. And lest we forget, daughters can benefit too. Abigail Johnson helps run the company her family founded, mutual fund giant Fidelity. Learn the investing secrets of Stephen and Ronald Roget and four other father-son investing teams. Brian and Bob Auer, Auer Growth Fund. Brian, 73, had been managing his own investments quite successfully for a long time when his son Bob, 48, took a job as a broker at Dean Witter Reynolds in 1986. Brian opened accounts with his son, but wasn't interested in the firm's research or recommendations. Rather, he had his own stock-picking system, one the duo continues to employ at Our Growth Fund to this day. Cull through thousands of stocks looking for 25% earnings growth, at least 20% sales growth, and a forward price earnings multiple of less than 12. Once a stock stops having those characteristics or doubles in price,